When they are consuming your minds and your thoughts and your dreams, from the angels to the demons and to the mysteries unseen, there is no need to worry. There is no need for dread. It's just time to discuss the thing at the foot of the bed.
Good evening, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening live to UFO Paranormal Radio Network and United Public Radio Network, or we like to call it just UPRN, to the thing at the foot of the bed. And you are listening to it on 105.3 and 107.7 out of the beautiful city of New Orleans. And I am one of your hosts. My amazing co-host is next to me. I get rid of all the housekeeping things out of the way, and then I'll introduce them. Like I said, I'm one of your hosts. My name is Laura Lee Potvin. I am a host here of my own show on UPRN called The Angel Rock on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then my amazing friend and amazing medium, David, and I co-host The Thing at the Foot of the Bed. Now, just a few things. First things, I'm going to do this so I don't forget, because I want to remind you guys, we've got this amazing opportunity coming up. This from one of our own hosts, who I think I may be joining tomorrow, the last hour of her show, Carrie Lynn Shellhorn. She's got Spirit Switchboard on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe I may be joining her from 7 till 8 tomorrow. So I borrowed this from her. So come hang out with us in Thunder Bay this October 2024, where I live, for the Lake Superior Paranormal Convention in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. Tickets are available now, VIP Plus. There's Supernatural and VIP Pass tickets are limited. There's talks, workshops. I will be giving one of them. Carrie Lynn will be giving one of them. Let's see what else we got here. And Carrie Lynn will be giving messages from Spirit on Sunday for a special Spirits and Suite event. Guest speakers will include Carrie Lynn Shellhorn, Shane Pittman, Jeff Belanger, Beyond the Haunting. They are on the Travel and Escape, Travel and Escape channel, I believe it is, their show. Dee McCauley, he is from one of the cities outlying very close to Thunder Bay called Red Rock, and I've had him on the Angel Rock. And I've also done, when he did a Paracon, it was almost 5 years ago at the end of March. I can't believe it was that long. So it says Dee McCauley, Dark History, the Winnipeg Paranormal Group, and so many more. And she said, including myself. And then she said, special thanks to Lucky Paranormal out of Thunder Bay, Ontario. They're the ones that are doing this. Now, I have put that link in the YouTube comments. I will tell you how to find that in just a sec. But if you look up Lake Superior Paracon, you will find it very easily. So if you like what you guys see and you want to join in the conversation and you want to be part of the discussion, we've got Diane Brighton here. We've got Kelly. We've got Mary Erickson already. How you can do that, you can head over, first of all, to David's The Spirit Experience on YouTube and his group on Facebook. I'm streaming it to my page on Facebook under Laura Lee Potvin. I'm also streaming it to Laura Lee Potvin, The Angel Rock on Instagram, and my YouTube channel, which is The Angel Rock with Laura Lee Potvin. You can also go to UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio on YouTube and Facebook. We're streaming to Canada's Most Haunted, and I believe that's most of the places. There's something for everybody on this network, though. We've always got new hosts and new shows coming. It's been around for 25 plus years, and we have multiple shows streaming 7 days a week, one after the other. So be sure to stay tuned for the second night of The Outer Realm with the amazing Michelle DeRoche and Amelia Pisano right after this. But when we're not streaming live, the archive server randomly picks shows from over the last 25 years to play. So we are streaming 24 hours a day, 25 hours a day, Dave. No, that was the
lead. Yeah, you might as well.
Also, we have a TV channel for the network. So if you want to watch us on TV, you're going to see us on Roku. And what you're going to do is go to the channel store. You're going to type in UFO space, P as in paranormal. There's a drop-down list. We're about the third or fourth one down. And you're going to be typing on UFO space paranormal in United Public Radio. Many of the shows stream on that channel, so be sure to check it out. Now, I think I've remembered everything, because I'm going to let you tell them about our group and everything else, Dave. So on to Dave, my amazing co-host.
Hi, everybody who joined. We'll say hi to you by name in just a minute. My name is David Hansel. I am a spiritual medium, channel.
I forgot to tell them what I am.
Laura Lee will tell you what she is when she's done. We have to define ourselves.
Yes.
My pronouns are spooky, spooky, and more spooky. That's right. Not really. I'm really not that spooky, actually. It's scary. Anyway, that's me. Also, if you are watching from any of our Facebook groups or anything like that, and if you look above us on the post and you're a Facebook user, just click on that highlighted link and give them permission, and we will be able to see your name. But if you'd like to remain anonymous, that is absolutely 100% okay. All right. So, but if you want to,
or they can type in their name.
Or you can type in your name if you don't want to do things like that.
Should I tell them what I am? Should I tell them?
Hi, everybody. I'm going to quick throw it back to Laura Lee so she can tell you what she is and who she is. Otherwise, you guys will just go, who's that woman on your left?
Okay. Well, most of the people we know in the chat. Sorry, guys. I'm getting over a cold. I started last Thursday or so, a little bit before, and I'm just on the tail end of it. So anyways, I am a Canadian psychic medium. I'm also a crystal Reiki energy healer, Akashic Records practitioner, spiritual teacher and mentor, registered nurse, budding animal communicator, studied near-death experiences for 40 plus years professionally and personally, had one as a toddler, David has had one as an adult, and what else do I want to say? I think that's it. We do pretty well the same things.
Yeah, we do the same thing. We talk to people a lot of people can't see. I have to start off by saying, because I thought this was a really cool thing, and I think I put it in our group as well. Oh, by the way, you guys, we now have a thing at the Foot of the Bed group on Facebook. If you want to go ahead and join that, we will post, Laura Lee is the one who does it. She will most likely post everything that we show you on the show. Also, you can add stuff to a discussion, stuff you want us to talk about, talk to other like-minded people and just have a good time. Please go ahead and join us on there. When we get about 200 people on there, Laura Lee and I will start doing a few live card readings and stuff in the group for free, just for fun and to play
and
around.
Post your spooky stuff. Like, you guys got questions?
Yeah.
You got an EVP? You think it might be an EVP or a picture? Yes.
If you guys got any spooky stuff you want to post, go ahead and feel free to post it. I was going to say one more thing, and no, that's about it. I will say, I think I put this in our group. There's a woman I was watching, and her and her family or whatever own an extremely active place, we should say, active haunting place. And a lot of groups go in there and they, you know, investigate it, which is awesome, great. But she came on and did this thing, and she asked apparently there is a lot of paranormal groups and YouTubers who were going in tours and posting fake stuff, making fake stuff up there and saying that's what was at her place. And she got really angry about that, because I watched some of her videos that people posted in the place, and it looks pretty active. Like, you know, but people were doing, they were doing some fake stuff and they got caught.
Well, so I have some stuff that's not fake tonight, Dave. Some of the stuff I've seen. So we're going to talk about that.
Some stuff's fake. I get it. People, you know, fear sells, you guys. Fear totally sells. But
I don't know. You wait till you see some of these videos tonight. And I don't think they're fake. I do not believe they are fake. One of them's been around for quite a while. Let's say hi, everybody. So Michelle is over in Australia. I know she took off already. I saw the comment at the bottom because I know she's probably getting ready for work, or it's Friday over there in the morning. We got Jackie Lane, Kathy Hanley Little.
Hi, Kathy.
And I want to give you props, because I was always calling Kasun, Kason, and you said Kasun, and you were actually right. That's how we say his name. He's over in Sri Lanka.
Oh, it's Kasun. Okay.
And it's my fault. And then we got Nicole Thomas Ryan, got Christopher A. James. Diane has said hi. Michelle said, have a good show. I'll watch tonight.
So have a good night at work, Michelle.
Or good day. It's
have a good day at work. That's right. We're getting ready to go to bed. You're getting ready to go to work.
excuse me, bad. What are you talking about? It's still early.
Yeah, it's still early. It's only 7:30 by us. Yeah.
Well, 7:23.
Yeah. 7:23. I'm going to round it up all the time. But anyway, I thought that was interesting just because I watched the real videos of the place and they were really good. I mean, the evidence was, I thought it was really good. I'm like, that's like a professional did that evidence, went and got that evidence, because she explained to people too. And a lot of people don't realize about investigations. When you see some investigations like on YouTube and stuff, a lot of it's cut. I mean, we cut in between because Laura Lee and I have both been on investigations, obviously. And it's very hard work, really, because you have to be very patient and you have to be able to sit still and very quiet for a very, very long time. But I think some people, when they see the videos, they think this stuff happened like boom, 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 boom.
Because what people don't realize, for every camera that a good team puts in, somebody has to sit and review that almost frame by frame.
Exactly.
Exactly. Hours. Like, that's why I always have so much respect for, you know, my boys, the Foreman Brothers, Paranormal Nightmare, Living Dead Paranormal, they used to be known by. They put out a new video every week. And as far as I know, Josh, the middle brother, who does a lot of the house blessings and cleansings and things like that, he does all the editing still to this day. And then the other one that always floors me is Colin Brown from the Paranormal Files. I watched, they were in Andrea Perrin. What is the name of that movie? My brain is not working tonight, guys. Somebody's going to type it with the, it's one of the, Lorraine and Ed Warren went there. A movie was made about it. My brain just went blank. I can probably find it if I look it up. But anyways, he puts out almost a 3-hour documentary every week of their investigations. He does almost an hour of the history and going on and how the house began, what was going on, what the history is behind the whole thing. And then he puts in an investigation. And I don't know how he does that every week, because they got to review that evidence.
No, that's I worked with a couple. When Brandy Reeder, who's not on here tonight, but she knows them. That guy, he was sat, I don't know how they do it. They sit in, the people who do that, you guys, I give you props, man, because I'm so impatient.
Conjuring House. Now the Amityville guest, Diane, I had that on my brain too, Conjuring House. Sorry, go ahead.
They literally sit for hours. Like, if they do an 8-hour investigation, it's literally going to take them like 2 days to go through that, just staring. Well, however long they take.
But you should listen with headphones and you got to sit and watch. And like, sometimes you got to review, right? Because I always find that most spirits don't pop right out in front of the camera and go, hey, here I am. They're usually in the shadows or off to the side, or they're there for a split second and then they're gone. So you really have to have a really good look at your evidence. And people don't realize that. I'm glad you brought that up, Dave. And even about this lady, do you remember the name of the channel?
I don't, and I didn't want to say it wrong. That's why I'm not saying it. And I can't remember the name of the house. She's on TikTok. I'll send it to you. It's in our group, I think I put it. But they have some stuff, some good stuff. And I appreciate investigators who work hard and they actually get that stuff. And they're not trying to sell fear, because like some of their stuff, it wasn't scary at all. It was just cool.
Why, like, Colin drives me crazy. I'm sorry, Colin, I love you. His mom and dad and his brother-in-law investigate with him. And his dad's super chill. Jeff, everybody calls him Papa Spooks. Mm-hmm. And his mom, Mary, will go, and his brother-in-law, Colin. And him and his wife, Courtney, do Murder in America. They do a podcast every week. Like, I don't know how they do the stuff that they do. But he... when he sees something, he just goes ballistic. He's like, whoa, oh my God, it went off. But you know what we forget, right? And I guess you can understand it in a way, is it's dark. Even though we see it looking perfectly light, they're showing us through their equipment with the night vision. And once in a while, investigators, good ones anyway, at least the ones I follow, will show you what it really looks like. Like, you can't even see your hand in front of your face. So something
That's a really good point for a lot of you who watch those and you're seeing the people's faces when we get them. It's completely dark. I mean, it is dark. You can't. And you know what? I have to say this. Human beings But sometimes just are afraid of the dark. I mean, when it's dark, it just feels like for some people, they're going to feel more scary or creeped out just because it's dark. I mean, you know, I'm used to the dark at this point.
Some of the most notorious places, the reasons why I have so much respect for them is they've gone to places like this. I know the first time one team, I don't think it was Colin Brown's family, but it was another one that went, they got nothing at the Sally House. There's been a few things like Colin usually goes to some of the most notoriously haunted places. And his belief was, I'm going to share this very quickly, that he never believed in demons. He was constantly out trying to prove the existence of something like that. I will tell you, he had, and he was very open about this, give this kid a lot of props because he's not, I think he's barely 30 years old. He had a drinking problem and he went into rehab and he made a video about it afterwards. Nobody knew about it. And he says he found God in there. Now he hasn't become overly religious, but he never used to protect himself or do anything like that. He does now. And I know he does believe in some type of evil out there. He's still not saying it's a demon, but he said he has. He does know because they go to some notorious places.
I guess we can just call it whatever he is. There is some things. I mean, I've walked into dark spaces. I'm not afraid of the dark, but I've walked in there and just felt off. Or like, you know what I mean? I felt creeped out by it. Was it a demon? I don't know. Somebody else might say it's a demon. I don't know. But sometimes I do. I'll feel creeped out. And I don't know half the time if it's just me or my imagination. I still do that to myself.
Okay. Well, the way I look at it, okay, and it's just my belief system is I think we're in a duality on whether you want to call it 3D being on
Earth. Oh, yeah. It's a polarized place.
But just like some people will say, I believe in demons, but I don't believe in a higher power. I've seen that. Or I believe in all positivity, light, and whatever, but no negativity. I don't think we can have one without the other, that we need both.
You do. I mean, you make a really good point. You make a really good point. Me and my guides and in meditations that I haven't written and some of the stuff that I've written down, when we come here, it's polarized. We're supposed to know. You have to, in order to know hot, you have to know cold. In order to know happy, you have to know sad. In order to know anything, you have to know the opposite of it. So we live in that kind of place. We do. And so if there's good ghosts, there has to be some bad ghosts. If you have a good something, there has to be a bad something. Now, what you call it, what you think it's capable of, how you view it, that's all you.
Let's show you some interesting stuff tonight. The one house that they showed, this is older footage. I've seen it. People have tried to debunk it. The people that own the house have done multiple interviews and had people try to debunk this. And the girl that it happened to went back the next year. Something happened to her when she went back. We'll just say, call it that. Hello, Contessa Martins and Cassandra, you were saying meta psychics, is that what you were saying? I wasn't quite sure what you're talking about. I do want to add this. You know what I was watching before we went live? It's called the Imagination Podcast, and it's going to be a little creepy. I may have to spell one of these words just in case. I don't know what YouTube will be like about it, but it says season 4, episode 45, and it's Niklas, and it's Niklas. It says Monarch Psychic Super Soldier on REM sleep, and then MKULTRA, and this word I know I do have to spell, TRAFFICKING, in the Dulce DUMBS. Now, be prepared. There'll be some information there some people may not know about, but the reason why I found it intriguing, and I've only watched about 15 minutes so far, this kid apparently had a Kundalini psychic awakening at the age of 6, lived in Germany, and you would not believe what this kid is talking about, what happened to him. He didn't even know why it happened. He's talking about how it happened when he went to bed, and he basically would have been deemed a super psychic. I'll let you guys know next week after I watch the rest of this, but this is pretty intriguing already. Like, this guy's already talking about had some poltergeist. This was his words, not mine. Poltergeist activity. His grandfather witnessed it. Sounds like there's...
I get that. There's one thing that throws me off. I could be wrong. Just my opinion.
This is the channel.
Kundalini. If somebody had a Kundalini awakening, it's funny that they would go into a darker space, because
Kundalini, you didn't go into a darker space. He's talking about very positive things that interest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's 6 years old. And he's
okay. I was going to say, because a Kundalini awakening, if you had a Kundalini awakening at 6 years old, that's got to be wild.
Talking about, and I don't want to say too much about it because YouTube gets a bit iffy about it.
Yeah.
But he is talking about being able to talk to parts of his body at 6 years old, being able to scan his whole body. He basically OBEs at will at six, being able to visit everybody in the house when he should have been in bed asleep. And that there was some, I know what triggered the activity, what he's saying did. And you have to kind of watch it. You may watch it with an open mind. You may think this is crazy. You may not think it's crazy, but I'm always intrigued to listen to these type of stories.
Oh, I am too. I love those stories. Mm-hmm. Is he self-proclaimed?
I don't know. I've only been in 15 minutes. And
that's right. You didn't say that.
What Monarch programming and MKULTRA is and all that stuff? When you get into it,
he's not involved in that, is he?
That's his story that he's getting into because of the awakening and the abilities that he had. That you have to listen to a story.
I'd have to listen to it because
I don't think he's lying.
I'm not saying he's lying. I'm from what I know about each one of those, they just don't go together. That's why I was thinking, but I'd have to see a story because I can't see the connection doesn't mean there isn't one.
No. So what I've seen so far is, now this girl talks about this kind of stuff, if I'm not mistaken, I don't even know if I believe her story. She claims to be, I think, the older daughter, if I'm not mistaken, of America's Most Wanted. If I'm not mistaken, I'm positive that this is her channel. Wasn't looking for it. It came up. Anyway, she exposes this kind of stuff and talks about what she discovered late in life, and that's where I'll leave it at that, because we've got to be careful talking about these topics on here.
Yeah.
This kid was targeted because of his psychic abilities, and that's where the story is going into. At 6 years old, nobody is seeking. He's taught the one thing I thought that he did mention that was really positive, Dave, that you'll connect with. He says he had reptilians visit him every night, and sounds like they had a pretty positive experience with the reptilians.
They are positive. Yeah. I'm not doubting the guy. I think I should watch it, because the fact that, you know, the one thing about spirituality is, the thing I love about spirituality and the paranormal and all that is, there really is a lot of different views, because all of it is based on perception. So
he's not talking about spirituality. What he's talking about, and why he's on here, is, let's just say, when you get into what I talked about, the programming that he was gone through, if you look it up, it exists. A lot of it originated in Canada, in the University of McGill University, and in Southern Ontario, way back in the 70s and what have you. And there are documents that have been released, unclassified, that prove that this does exist.
Well, no, I know this stuff. Actually, this stuff does exist. I'm pretty sure it does.
He was targeted at a very young age, and his abilities utilized, I don't think, the way the story was put out there, and why it just showed up, I wasn't looking for it, that his parents didn't even know what was going on. So it's very intriguing. He's just getting into his story about what happened to him. I'll make sure. Let me make a note of it. He wasn't looking for this at 6 years of age. This just happened to him. And he, I don't know what his story is going to turn out like. I'm not saying it's true or not. I just thought I'd share it with you guys, if that's something that you might find intriguing. Let's see.
No, it is interesting. Whether it's true or not, it's interesting.
I think there would have to be some truth. I don't even know if I buy this girl's story, because I haven't really researched it a lot. But she's out there and telling her story and sharing the stories of things of people that, some of the things they're talking about, I will warn you, on this channel, are pretty horrific. And a lot of people may not be aware of it. if you are and you're open to it and open-minded, have a listen to it. But sorry.
Yeah, then watch. I was going to say,
I found it intriguing at 6 years of age. You're not looking for, and again, he might not be using the right words. He's an adult now. He may not be using the right words for what he experienced when he noticed that his abilities kicked in. He, remember, English isn't his first language. He was in Germany, I said quickly. So he could speak English very well, but he referred to it as a Kundalini awakening. Now, I'd have been that at 6 years.
Yeah, I can understand why he would go, because I mean, when I was, you know, all the activity of in our house started when I was 4 years old. So I was, when I was a young child, and it's confusing. So I get why he was probably like that.
Talking about energy going through his whole body up and down and burst through his chest. He could see it. And it's, and he was pretty psychic. The name of the channel, I'll post it in a group for you guys. I made myself a note. It's called the Imagination Podcast. And it was 11 days ago it was posted. Now, you guys, I've only watched 15 minutes. This whole episode could suck. But I'll tell you, I was like, holy crap, I'm going to listen to the rest of this. Because it certainly sounds intriguing. So wait, we've got Contessa Martins and then we've got Heather. I have a curiosity question. Can people who have passed over still have some form of SEX? Well, that's debatable. That's called, paraphilia. And I've done an episode on this, over on my previous network I was on with my previous co-host. What's your thoughts, Dave? I don't think we have a need for that type of thing, but I guess it could be possible.
From what I know, I'm convinced of, no from my NDE, no from everything I've ever learned all my life, no from all my experience, and you're going to hate this. No, there's absolutely no sex at all, but hold on a minute. There's no physical sex. Mm-hmm. Now, can you show some sort of emotional to someone? Yeah, sure. I guess. Why not? That I don't know about. I just know we're not in the physical. I can tell you during my NDE, there is no possible way I could be having any. That's why a lot of you'd be surprised at how many people are in a physical life because they want to have that physical sensation again. But that's what I know of. Do I know everything? Absolutely not. But like I said, through my everything that I've ever learned, known, and everything from my NDE experiences and to talking to a whole lot of people on the other side, being a medium with validation, absolutely not. They not one of them ever said, "Nah, I can't wait to have sex again." They're like, nope, they don't care. But like I said, physically, no, probably not.
Well, I'm going to add a few things to that.
Mentally or emotionally, I think so. And then I know that
spectrophilia. It's called spectrophilia.
Yeah, there is the spectrophilia thing. I'm not a believer in it, but I'm also not someone who would condemn someone else who did believe it. I can just say it's not in my
wheelhouse. Okay, I'm going to tell a different story. Okay, because I did do it. I don't know why I called it paraphilia. It's spectrophilia. There was a story, and this is why we did an episode on this. Her name is Seraphine Hurley, was my previous co-host when I first began on this network and my previous network. And there was a woman over in Ireland who said she went into uncharted, but basically waters that weren't associated with any country. And she had a big wedding out there because she was convinced that she, okay, you guys ready for this? You can all have a good giggle. Because we did, that she was marrying the real 300-year-old ghost of Jack Sparrow. Okay?
Yeah.
They had a whole wedding. They had all kinds of stuff. She claimed she had a divorce and what have you. She said that she was having sex with the spirit. Then I have run into people. I've talked to people who have said they have had, and people I would believe, people that I know that have claimed they have had relations with a spirit. But what I'm going to tell you guys is there are things such as succubi and incubi or succubus or incubus, if you believe in that. Again, whether you believe in it or not, but I know there are women, I've met elderly women who were married for 50, 60 years and their husband died and they still claim they have relations with their husband. I don't know what they're having relations with. You can look into this. Hey, Jonathan, it is a whole, It's a whole thing out there. You can take a look at it, whether you believe it or not.
Yeah. I'm 100%, 110% convinced there is no such thing as physical sex after death.
I don't believe that you would be having relations with your spouse. Okay. Because David is right. We don't have a physical body.
We don't, we're not even the gender. That's the funnier thing.
I agree too. But but people are asking. Maybe somebody's had an experience or knows somebody that's had an experience. Well, there is a whole genre of the paranormal. Yep. There have been shows done on it before. I did one long ago. And take a look at it and see what you think. My thing is, if you are having relations with something that you can't see, and you really believe that you are, and I've heard of people saying this that have had paranormal experiences, whether you believe it or not, there are women that have talked about this, and men too. Is it exactly the same as a physical? No. But I am telling you, there are people that claim that this has happened to them. So you can look
at it. I've been kissed in a dream before that was absolutely
This is in the physical, wide awake.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm not going to stay much on that subject because
had that experience, and I'm not saying
I've never had it, and I've had it in a dream, but I don't know. You know what happened? I will say this, you guys, just so you know, I'm not speaking from pulling it out of my butt, because years and years and years ago, well before my NDE and everything, I had read a lot of the what was her name? Sylvia Brown books. And she used to talk about spirits can merge, and it's called merging on the other side, and they go through each other and they feel this, that, and the other thing. I also thought that everything was going to be like what she wrote, but when I had my near-death experience, it was absolutely nothing. And that's not saying she was wrong.
That was your experience.
But that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I was finishing. I said, I'm not saying she was wrong. I'm saying my experience was way different than that. I enjoyed my experience a lot better because I was not very crazy about the experience she talked about. But it is what it is. And when I looked it up, when was some of the first recorded things where people actually came out and said, I got this by a ghost, I did this by a ghost? It didn't start, and I believe it was like the beginning of the 70s. It was around 73, 74, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means that's when somebody first wrote about it. But before that,
people that have claimed that they have been violated against
some. Yeah, but hold on just a minute. There were some movies that came out in the 80s. High Spirits, if anybody saw it. One of my favorite movies. I love High Spirits. It was such a good movie. But it talks about these ghosts that on a certain night during the year, they can have relationships with their physical ones and they can't touch and all this other stuff. But actually, after that movie came out, that's when I started hearing a lot about this happening. So I don't know if it just started happening or if a lot of people were influenced by the movie. I don't know. I know that I don't believe in it, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen.
I haven't experienced it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Yeah, it
doesn't happen. Yeah.
And the other thing is, I have seen quite a few interviews with people that have been claimed to have been violated, that were having activity in their home. They will explain that it is not the same as the physical that you would be having with an actual human being there. But like Melissa said, I've had it happen in the astral, so I'm assuming the same when you no longer have your body. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but
it's hard
for it.
Yeah.
And I would be very, if you're asking that question for whatever reason, and I'm glad that you feel safe that you can ask it here.
Yeah, you can ask.
If you're experiencing that, I would be very careful with it. If it's in the dream state, I wouldn't be too concerned about the dream.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're good on that. The reason, one of the most, and I won't say his name just in case anybody gets, one of the most accurate psychics and mediums from the UK. He is nationwide known, one of the most accurate. I mean, the dude, like, it's scary how accurate and how that stuff is comes out. I studied a lot of his stuff because I liked how he did things. And then I heard one of his seminars, and he was teaching mediumship. You would not like what he said. Every paranormal person in the world would hate exactly what he said, because he has a big, that doesn't exist. He said, it exists in your head. It doesn't exist. He went on and on. I don't believe that, because I have his encounters with ghosts. I've had lots of encounters with ghosts where if somebody were to tell me straight out ghosts don't exist, I would say, oh, shut up, because I know they do. So it all depends on the person. And I know that Laura Lee and I both tell you guys, we don't know everything, and we're not the end all be all experts. We only have opinions for now.
So, hi, Jonathan. He said, hello. Kasana, I saw your question or your comment. I'll get back to that in just a minute. So Diana said, is it earthbound spirit or old hag experience? The main thing I would encourage you, because you've got two thoughts of belief here.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that you don't need what we would call sex here in the physical form here when you go back home, because you don't have a body. David is right. You don't have a gender. You are an energy and a soul. Okay. But I know people here on Earth who have talked about it, and there's a whole study of it. So have a look at it and see what you think for yourself, or if you've experienced something yourself, it's a safe space. If you feel like you, like Melissa said, exactly. You had it in the astral and then she met the person later in the physical. Tessa's talking something about the entity as well. And then Julie Bassett says, hi, Laura Lee and David. And then Shannon said, well, what do you mean you both don't know everything? You know, that just ruined my day.
I will say, Diana Brighton, which I find very interesting, if you want to delve into this, because I've delved into this and I love this aspect. There's not just here and there, okay? There is an in-between. So there very well could be souls who don't go all the way over into that section where we kind of just lose everything and are just pure thought and energy. So there could be, like you said, the astral plane. I know for sure that the astral plane is a very, very, very real place, you know? So I don't know everything that goes on in there. Unfortunately, I don't remember the last 3,000
years. Nukes top five to show y'all tonight.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see it now. Okay, let's do that.
There's no spectrophilia in there. Okay. Okay. No but when shoot. I get to give Julie Jean Bassett, I always give her a shout out. I love to give her a shout out.
She's
animal communicator, shamanic practitioner. Be sure to check her out at juliejeanbassett.com. So the reason why probably was spirit. I hadn't checked Nuke's top five because he has no regular upload schedule anymore. And something told me he's got to have a new video. And I checked, sure enough, he does. So let's see if we can show this. Hang on. This one. Now, you guys, this is going to lead to a lot of conversation, I think, here. And you guys can decide what you think about it. Hi, Leah Passmore. She says, yes. Is the astral plane just another dimension? I believe it is.
I guess, yeah.
It is.
And, you know, that's a whole nother. Laura Lee and I could probably do a whole three shows on going timelines and dimensions and everything. I think it's interchangeable, Leah.
Howie and I talked about all kinds of stuff. He came on my show Monday night, Howie O'Dell, and he was working. So we'd have interruptions in between. And by the time he came back on, because he'd come back from working with a customer and we'd be on a different topic. We covered a whole vast variety of topics. Excuse me. So I love what David said, that we're just two people when we started this show, and we don't always remember to say it, but we're not experts. Like, we're giving you what we receive from spirit ourselves, as well as our own personal experiences or what we've learned over the years that we've been dealing with this since we were little kids. So like I say, you can take it or you can say, hey, I don't believe that. Or, you know, that's what we talk about it. And you guys make up your own minds.
Yeah. Because remember, all of the things that scare us, everything aren't just really things at the foot of our bed, you know? So we don't know.
Sometimes real people. Hey, you want to hear a spooky story really quickly?
Yeah, so I want to hear a spooky story.
My partner, Del, was out for a smoke the other night. It was about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't outside. I think I went to bed actually because I was sick, which is early for me, 1 o'clock in the morning. Anyways, he came in and I think I got up to get a drink or something. He goes, you're not going to believe what I saw. And I go, what? He goes, I'm outside and all the snow's almost gone here. It's been pretty nice, but still it's not short and t-shirt weather at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's cold, mm-hmm. Like it's pretty cold still. This guy's kind of sauntering down the middle of the road, apparently in a pair of shorts and t-shirt. And Dahl said you could kind of tell he wasn't completely sober. Okay. So he walks past our place and there's a big school on the left-hand side. And Dahl sees him go, hey, how's it going? And can't see who he's waving to. Dahl said, out of the dark, this guy comes out swinging samurai swords. Running swords like this at this guy. I go, oh my gosh, did he hurt him? He goes, no, he's just standing there swinging all these swords. And I go, well, don't you think maybe you should have called the authorities? He goes, I don't know if they'd come because they don't always show up here, right? When you yeah. I said, well, hopefully they'd show up for a weapon. We haven't seen him since. I hope to never see him. And I hope wherever he came from out of that school, that he goes right back. It was not a spirit. It was a human being. That's why I said sometimes human beings are more scary than spirits.
Yeah, human beings are way. I think I think a human being is more scarier than any poltergeist, demon, or anything. I think a real person is scary. Donna, that is precious.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah. Donna said, when I met my guy, it felt like a, hey, you, I've missed you feeling. Your thoughts on remembering people as if you know them before. My thoughts are, this is something I know, and I will argue with anybody, I know this. It's because you remember them from the other side. It's because you were supposed to meet them. It's because of all those things. So if you're with that person, you were supposed to have that encounter, you're remembering. I always tell people, you know, the people who are like your parents, your mom, your dad, all this other stuff, they're not just that after here. They can be your best friends on the other side as well. So can your enemies, because if you're going to learn something from a bad person, I'd rather learn it from someone who might be a friend on the other side. I'm not saying they all are, so don't take it as, you mean the person who beat me is my best friend over there? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people who teach you the biggest lessons, you know, like... Yeah, Julie Bassett has said, yes, you have a soul contract with those people. We do. We almost have a soul contract with just about everybody we've ever met on this planet, even like for 5 seconds. You could be going through your life and need something said to you and all that. And because your higher self is on the other side, you're not doing anything to your contract. Your higher self is going to okay things. Maybe you need someone else to tell you something because you're just not hearing it. So a stranger might say 5 words to you that might change your entire life. And that's because it was planned. I don't believe in the chaos theory. I believe everything is divine timing.
Okay. So Donna, I have a story for you and I believe you 100%. Not that we don't believe you, but to go along with that vein. First of all, I love the movie. It's called, I always forget the name of it. And I love this movie. It's called Made in Heaven with Kelly McGillis and Timothy Hutchins.
Heard of it.
Oh my God. It's an amazing story.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's back in the 80s. So you got to get past the 80s music and what have you. It's got Deborah Winger playing God. But basically Timothy Hutchins comes back from the war, ends up losing his life. I won't give it away how. Goes to heaven and falls in love with a new soul who's Kelly McGillis. And all of a sudden she's leaving and he's devastated and he wants to go with her. It wasn't his time. So he's given 30 years to meet up with her and they have to meet each other and fall in love again within the 30 years, or he completely forgets she ever existed. And what ends up happening is so many things. He did not come back in a great life or anything. It's a really good story. It's an excellent story. But along the lines of what, I got to go back here. Is it Donna? Yeah, Donna. So I was 16 going on 17, and I was supposed to go to my 12th grade prom. And I had a boyfriend a year younger than me, and he ended up cheating on me and broke up with me 2 weeks before prom. And it has a good ending.
Oh, good.
So I wasn't going to prom. There's no way I was going to prom. I thought, screw that. I'm not going. Last day of school, because I used to play basketball all the time. So one of the guys I played basketball with said, hey, I got no one to go to prom with. Will you go with me? And I said, sure. So all my friends all had their tables, and a lot of my friends were at a different high school. Long story short, this girl I was a friend with, not a close friend, just a friend, she wasn't sitting with anybody either. And she said, do you want to sit together? And I said, sure. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, who are you going with? She goes, oh, it's this old family friend. Oh my God, he's so beautiful. He's blah, 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 right? I have no clue who this guy is. So we get there first. We're at one of the way back tables at the back of this hall. Okay, there was over 400 people at this hall. I happen to turn around as he walks through the door, and I turn around and our eyes met. I swear to God, it was like time stopped. It was like we knew each other. Then she comes around from the side. It's her date. He ends up sitting beside me, and I began the 7-year love affair of my life. We are still good friends. He's married to someone else. We were engaged, and obviously it wasn't meant to be. But if I did not, I've asked many people over the years, now I know, but years before I realized my own ability, how do I know him? I know I know him. I knew him. I knew him to the depths of his core, and him with me. And the thing is, how would that happen with a room full of 400 people, my back's to the door, and I happen to turn around and see him as he's coming to the door?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a big believer in that. I think that's a beautiful story. Contessa Martin says, so we plan out our life before we come here. To an extent, yeah. I don't think all the situations are planned. Sometimes the situations are going to happen in order for you to learn or to experience whatever you came here. Some people just want to experience something, some don't. That's my take on it, as far as I know, and my feeling on it and how my life is and everything. But yeah, it's like even my NDE, I've come to learn more and more, was an alternative to something. So I had alternative things that could have happened during that time, and that's what happened.
Contessa too, though. No, I don't believe we plan out our life. I think there's major things that can and will happen.
Yeah, it's not everything. Yeah.
So we can, like, we come here with a reason. We're not here by accident. None of us. There are major things, like David said, you know, this time your husband is who it is and your kids are who they are. And we have a soul group that we make agreements, I believe, to incarnate lifetime, but we take on different roles, right? But not everything's planned out, because why would you come here? If everything's planned out, why be here? You know what the ending of the story is going to be.
Well, I always tell people, you're going to reach the ending that you needed to reach before you left. But I agree with Laura Lee. I mean, not every little detail is planned out, because we open up contracts and karmic contracts between people and things all day long. I mean, we literally rifle through dimensions every second. We rifle through 100 billion of them. So, but I will say, everybody has, what's the word I'm looking at? Theme. So let's say David has a particular theme I want to explore while I'm here. I'm most likely going to explore that theme. How I explore it is going to change because of what Laura Lee said, our free will. I'm going to, if my, why I'm exploring something, if why I'm doing that, all of a sudden I see something else that interests me, the other side is not going to say, David, you can't do that. You got to stick to this. They're going to go, no, go for it. Have fun. Hey, go ahead, give it a try. And that's what it is, you know. So that's what I know. I mean, it's all up in the air.
You're here to have experiences, but we could do probably a whole month of shows on this.
I know that you did plan. You planned where you grew, where you're growing up. You planned that. You planned your ethnicity, you planned your parents, you planned your brothers, sisters, you planned all that
things
stuff.
Like that that you can't change. Yeah. But I think that with free will, you could have had a plan to be a doctor and go and live in a multi-million-dollar mansion. And then, you know what? You, with your free will, go in an opposite direction. My theory, and it's just a theory, is I think that when you're on the right path, life is a little bit easier. It's almost like when you go off that path, I think that you're still getting those little nudges to get back right on the right path. It almost seems like life becomes a little bit more difficult. But with that being said, you could very well have planned to come here and have an experience, maybe clear a lot of karma, which we could do a whole show on. There's a lot of different reasons. You could have a very difficult life here for many reasons. I've also seen one person in particular I know, and I believe it, that their sole purpose was to come here and have an easy life and just experience fun. And yeah, they are one of those responsible people, care less about money, care less about anything. They're just here to have a good time.
I think there's an overall theme. I don't believe every single thing is planned, but I will say I definitely, even if I go back through my life and remember stuff, I'm on a definite theme that is undeniable. It's like, oh, I totally get everything that's going to happen. And because I recognize that theme, it actually makes it a lot easier going forward now.
Okay, so Julie's thoughts, just Julie's thoughts too. She said, no, we don't. She said, we come here with amnesia, she believes, and we pick out the parents we will be born to, etc. So it's almost like the things that we can't change that are hardwired when we're born. But I think that the world is your playground. Like, because just from looking into this and researching it, and again, I don't have all the answers, but there are people that had a plan to do one thing and they're not even close to what they were supposed to be doing. And, you know, sometimes something happens. You know who I've seen a lot of this with is, and again, you could poo-poo it or not, but channelingeric.com. And again, you could say it's all crap or you could say it's, this really resonates with me, but it's a mom who was a doctor, Elisa Medhus. She had five kids. Her third child, Eric, had severe bipolar that was basically untreatable, and he had Tourette syndrome, and he's 19. He unalived himself, and they were all an atheist family. They were staunchly scientific, didn't believe in anything. All of a sudden, some very strong things were happening to the family that were starting to get Elisa to start thinking that maybe there's something more, maybe there really is an afterlife. Like, apparently Eric had really stinky socks and like family members would smell him. Or the biggest one for her dad, who was a doctor over in Europe, called her about 6 months after Eric died and said, I think I'm losing my mind. And she said, well, what do you mean? And he says, I just had Eric appear to me like he looked as a four-year-old, and he climbed up on my lap and kissed me on the cheek and said, I love you, Papa. Long story short, she's connected with various mediums, and she connects with Eric and other spirits on the other side, and she does interviews through the mediums with them. And the reason why I think she has a bit more credibility too, she refused to take a penny from anybody. She paid for all of this out of her own pocket. And again, she could be, we are, I guess, if it resonates or not, but I've seen her ask through it, various interviews, was this by contract or was this just something that happened? Lots of times it's contract. Sometimes it's just something that happened. Now, does it? Does it not? Like I said, we don't have all the answers, but to me, and again, I could be wrong, but why come here if it's all planned out and it just happens in divine timing? Because you know the ending of the story then. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What's there to learn from it? If you know what's going to happen, why come here? It almost seems like a jail sentence in a way then, right? Because you come here and you spend your time here. I don't know. Would I be wrong? What are your thoughts on that?
Here's the thing. No matter how your life goes, you come in with a certain sort of things. Some things you can't change. You're always going to be there. But what you can change, what your free will always, like I always tell people, you can't pick every situation you end up in, but you can pick and choose exactly how you are going to perceive it. You can perceive it negatively or you can perceive it in another way. That's up to you.
That's not the experience. That's how you choose to process the experience.
That's part of the experience. Just like I know Nicole says, her husband says, he's just here to live his life.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's perfect. I think that's perfect. If that's what he feels and that's how he works through this life, that's exactly what he's supposed to do. I always tell people, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. I know that Kusan.
I don't think anybody wakes up one day and says they want to be a drug addict or an alcoholic.
No, no. Well, I don't think you wake up on it, but I mean, I was born into a certain type of family that was going to sway me a certain type of way in order to have the experience I had. And although the experience was terrible, guess what? I learned a whole lot of crap from all the crap that happened to me in my lifetime, and I would not change it for the world. I would never say I want to go back and do it.
I think your parents are a given, and I think that like your children or your siblings are going to be a given. Okay. Like you can't change that. Even
when you can, I mean, you can say, I want you to be my mom and dad, but once I get there, you're going to be terrible parents, or I'm going to walk away, or you're going to walk away or something. But I don't know. It's hard to say.
Determined how you get here, how you're born.
Yeah. Like, how you get here. Conceived. I think. Yeah.
Like Julie says, because it's all about the journey, not the destination. We make choices that may affect our path. So sometimes we can take a scenic route. I know she's typing something else.
Exactly.
To me, I think that, okay, and this is going to be really oversimplifying, maybe I've chosen to come here to learn about boundaries. I know that's one of my lessons right now, about boundaries, okay? That's not the only reason. There's probably many other reasons.
Yeah, nobody has just one.
But I could totally disregard that due to my spiritual amnesia and continue on the path. And the universe, I think, is going to keep presenting those opportunities to learn about boundaries and setting boundaries until I get it, okay? But I could have the choice through this whole experience here that I'm just going to keep doing the same thing. I'm not going to change.
Had I known when I was younger, you know, like I had a terrible childhood. I was threatened. I was bullied. It was absolutely awful. I tried to off myself several times when I was in school, and it never happened, of course. But when I look back, and like I used to be mad at it, and when I look back now and people ask me, they're like, are you mad at all those people? I'm like, no, not really, because they made me the person I am today.
That was your choice on how to process the experience, David. You could have carried that anger and bitterness. And it
I mean, really yeah, exactly. I could have, and I decided not to. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but exactly. That doesn't mean it was all planned out. Like maybe that was part of something you were meant to experience, but you knew you were
going to have planned out.
It was how you were going to deal with it.
Yeah, no, well, I know it was planned out. Everything that happened to me was totally planned out.
And maybe right that was the way you planned this lifetime for yourself.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. I planned to learn something from certain situations. How bad the situation got, or how good the situation got, or how fast I learned it was probably dependent on me. But honestly, I don't remember everything. All I know is that when I came back to my NDE, the biggest thing that was taught to me that I was supposed to do was forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. And for all the people who were bad were your greatest teachers, and you should appreciate it and move on. And that's what I've always done since then.
No, but I think Contessa makes a good point. It's all about the choices we make in certain situations.
It is.
We always have choice. And maybe for you, maybe the things that you're experiencing, you did plan out. But I think that for most of us, life isn't planned out. That's why we have free will. Because right? Like maybe that was part of your lesson, was learning about forgiveness. I think personally for myself,
and again, exactly.
Having
all
the answers, it's all about service to others, not service to self. And it is about forgiveness. When you look at all the near-death experiences I've looked at throughout the years, that's one of the biggest things people come back with, the messages about forgiveness.
Yeah, it is. It's all. Yeah, that's the name. That is absolutely true, Laura Lee. Mine was the biggest thing. I've never forgiven so many people in my entire life when I got out throughout these years. It's just because, one, it just feels better.
Even I think it's the universal purpose of human beings to learn about forgiveness. I really, really do.
And it all depends on how you think of everything. In the end all be all of everything, I believe that we are all the same person. So it is hard to look at life that way. And a lot of people don't like that, because when they look at it that way, they think that they're forfeiting something about them. They think that they're not going to be them anymore. You're always going to be you. Always. No matter whether we all got together into one body or not, you're still always going to be you. Always, 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 always. So, but it's
that we're more a part of each other, kind of like a soup, if you will. That
exactly
you were the broccoli and I was the onion or something, right? And but the time it's all cooked down and melded together, we are one. But there's still unique individual ingredients that all go in to make up that soup. We're still all one, but we're still that unique little piece of ourselves that come into it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Some people will say, I am a drop of water in the biggest ocean while I'm here. And I'm like, yeah, there are some who are here. But there are some here who say, I'm the drop of water, but I still contain the entire ocean. So, and we do. It depends on our perception of it. It does. Yeah, a separation is an illusion. It very much is an illusion.
My thoughts are, we have different thoughts on this. I believe that we don't have it all chosen out. I think that we have very big things, big life events that.
Oh, I don't think everything is chosen. Oh no, I don't think everything is chosen. No, I not down to the detail. I'm saying, though, that as we go through, the divine timing takes over. And by calling it divine timing, it just means the perfect thing will happen at the perfect time if you allow it to.
There's the operative word. Yep. If you allow it to. And free will. Yep. I'm going to read Nicole's comment here. She says, I realized recently some really crappy stuff that happened in my life was part of a plan to help others, and it was not my crap. Now the guilt I have over the experiences has improved, and I'm ready to move on from those things. And you know what? That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome that you were able to have that perspective, Nicole.
And yeah, that's a good, that's a wonderful, I was bullied by bullies when I was younger. And guess what I do now? I help people who are bullied by bullied sometimes by bullies, because I'm like, I know exactly what you're going through. I remember it. I had it, you know.
In so, case, go ahead, Dave.
No, I was going to say, sometimes we'll take one for the team in our life, but it's in order, like Laura Lee said something, it's to be service to others. So sometimes we'll take one for the team to, you know, help other people. And that's what we do. That's how I see life. I don't take life as serious anymore as I used to.
Okay. So Kasun says, yep, separation is an illusion. I'm going to get to this video. I've had it loaded up, you guys. This goes by quick. It's 8:15 already. But before I read Contessa's comment, I'm just going to say, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the
video. Oh, yeah.
Bed to 105.3 and 107.7 out of the beautiful city of New Orleans. And I think I said this, sorry, with the cold brain, UFO Paranormal Radio Network. And I'm one of your co-hosts, Laura Lee Putvin, my other amazing co-host, David Hansel. Now, Contessa Martin says, I look back at my life and I know had I made different choices, I wouldn't be where I am today. I'm here because of my choices. And I will agree, because I always say embrace it all, because you see people who look back and think, geez, if only I had done this when I was 16 or whatever. And to me, I say embrace it all, because you wouldn't be the amazing, wonderful, incredible being that you are today. Exactly. Had you not made
it. And when you want to learn something, go learn it. And if you don't want to learn something, don't learn it. Because you know what? Some people are here to be spiritual people and go through that whole awakening thing. And some people are not. Some people, like Nicole's husband said, I'm just here to live my life. Rumi said, and I agree with this 100%, sometimes you have to let them sleep. That's their journey. It's not mine to change their journey.
And then with that being said, I think we all have our own unique reason for why we're here. Right?
Yep, we all do. That's in a nutshell. That's basically just it, without even all of our going back and forth. Whatever your reason is.
And in the end, we always say, none of us are going to know all the answers until we go back home ourselves. Yep, exactly. Yeah. So Kasun said, the drop of water in the ocean have no idea that it is already in the ocean.
That's kind of true as well. Yeah, there's a lot of people like that.
I think that's why, and I can't use the analogy of the soup. That came from my friend Heidi Hollis. She's the one that talks about Hat Man and the Shadow Man and stuff like that. Yeah. And she had, I guess it would be an OBE. It wasn't really a near-death experience, but it was very much akin to a near-death experience. And she was trying to explain what the love was like on the other side. And I agree with her that there are no words to express.
There really aren't any.
Feeling is right.
Yeah.
So she was the one that said, I call it a love soup. And when I thought about it, really, when you get a pureed soup, there's each individual ingredient in there that's very unique on its own and by itself. But once it becomes part of the soup, right, it's all one big conglomeration, but you can't separate them ever again. You really, truly are part of one, but you all bring your uniqueness into this beautiful symphony or harmony, if you will. So I don't know. I have to give her credit for that. Shall we play this Nuke's Top 5?
Now all the love and spiritual stuff, we're done. Let's get our spooky on.
Let's get our spooky on. We haven't got much time, you guys. Hang on. Okay. So I'm just going to play this for, can you guys see it okay? Because it's YouTube. Yes, no? Can you see it, Dave?
I can see it perfectly.
Can you see it? Okay, you can see it. Good. Okay. Hang on. I might be able to make it big screen. Let's see.
Children were enjoying a quiet night at an Airbnb in Anchorage, Alaska. It's late in the evening when the kids fall asleep in Jordan's arms, and he takes a video to preserve this precious moment. What happens next absolutely scares the out of him.
Nothing here. Oh my god, I'm so. Oh my god, look, legit goosebumps. Oh my god. What the is that?
Jordan hears a creepy growl, and when he looks at his phone, he spots the dark silhouette of a figure with no visible features standing right behind him. He jumps up and spins around, but there's nothing there. The figure has disappeared. To this day, Jordan still has no idea who or what was in the room with him and his children. He still worries about what might have happened if he hadn't been awake. The grip of the...
Okay. All right, so what'd you think of that one? Did you guys hear the growl?
I believe his reactions are 100% real. Mm-hmm. I do.
Could you? It's hard to see, but if you see it on a big screen, I couldn't see it that good on my phone. And you guys, I will post this in the group too, for sure. Okay.
I'm just going to say, post it in the group.
And there was a growl. Like, did you guys hear that growl? Like, there was a growl.
I'm kind of immune to the growly things, but that doesn't mean, but I did hear something. That poor guy, though, I'll have to say, when I watched it, when I first started watching it, I'm like, all right, my feeling is this guy's not bull-essing us. This is his actual thing. What it is, I don't know, but it would, and you know what, though? I have to say, I've been in the position where I looked behind me and something creepy was there. It scared me. So I get it. I get it.
He wasn't looking for that. He was filming his kids asleep in
his arms. That's what I mean.
And he's about to kiss one and he hears a growl and it's hard to see. It's a faceless shadow and then it's gone. So I'm not saying, I mean, maybe that's how whatever noise it made came out. I don't know. But whatever.
Yeah,
1 minute, gone the next. I don't know. People are saying that is spooky and creepy. Well, let's go to number 9 here. There's one I really, there were some pretty good videos in this one. So this one's called The Grip of the Grave, number 9.
The Grave. Ximena Barón, an Argentine star with more than 6 million Instagram fans, usually posts glimpses of her daily life as she travels, acts, and sings. But one day she posts a video on her Instagram story that is very out of character. The video is security footage that shows Ximena hanging out at her friend's house in Argentina. Something happens that Ximena says still gives her chills to this day.
Oh, what happened there? Hang on, guys. Oh, now they want to know if I agree that they're relevant. They're just going to be neutral. I don't know why I did that. Sorry, guys. You won't see it very well here. They're going to replay it for you.
Ximena says she felt something forcibly touch her back. She jumps up and turns around, expecting someone to be there, perhaps playing a prank. There's no one. But did you see it? Well, probably not, because this video looks like it was shot with a potato. But after posting the video to Instagram, Ximena's worried fans pointed out that in the video, they see two ghostly hands grabbing at her head and right shoulder. Jimena says that she is shocked and doesn't know what to do other than to just move on and try to forget. Since then, Jimena has never posted anything more about the paranormal. Mimic.
So, what'd you think of that one? That was pretty creepy.
It's a real reaction. The whole
and hand. She never. I like that he said she's never posted. There's quite a few videos like this in here. Hi, Sandra Sharp. That they've never posted paranormal videos before. And this was caught on a security camera. I didn't see. Now that I know where those hands are, as soon as I watched it, I could see it.
See, wow. I can't. I still couldn't. Even when they said it, I'm like, it all depends. I didn't. That's the part of the video I didn't like, where they said viewers wrote in and said there's hands watching there. Well, now that you said there's hands watching that, of course we're going to see it.
But he slowed it down for you to see. Yeah. So,
and I still didn't see it. But that's just me. I will tell you this, guys. It is unnerving to get touched by something that you can't see. It really is. And I know that.
Okay, and so does the TikTok girl. Now, I downloaded one of her videos, but I hadn't watched the whole clip of this, and he includes it in here. See what you think of this one. I don't believe, I'm going to tell you right up front, this is something sinister. See what you guys think. I don't think it's sinister. It's called The Mimic, okay?
Melody Rose from Los Angeles, California is recording a TikTok video about perfume when something very strange happens.
Okay, if you're like me and you're looking for a new signature scent that like will have you needing to beat off men, but you know what I mean, like you won't have to beat them away. Let me rethink this. Basically, everybody will hunt you down and be like, what are you wearing? Because one time I had left the room and this chick followed me and she was like, even though you're no longer in the room, I can still smell you. What is that? Bitch, this. And I keep buying the Discovery sets, one because they're cheaper, two because this brand has so many scents that I'm like, which one do I even love? Like, I don't know. I'm leaning towards the Arabian Tonka, I think that's how you say it.
An unidentified childlike voice can be heard saying, hey, and Melody.
I'm like, which one do I even love? Like, I don't know.
Now, Melody doesn't hear this voice at all and is completely unaware of what she just captured. So she switches to another topic and records another video. But then she hears it.
Okay, first of all, why didn't anyone tell me that if you have... Yeah?
He's home alone.
My bad. So I forgot. I didn't think about it. I'm home alone. And I thought... I thought someone called me and I'm... Maybe it was my cat, and she sounds like a human sometimes.
It's still longer.
That was you, right? Right?
Someone calls out Melody's name loud enough that she actually answers back.
Okay, first of all, why didn't anyone tell me that if you have...
But then Melody remembers something creepy. She's home alone. She immediately begins to freak out, and the voice calls her name again.
Melody.
Now, equally strange, a creepy hissing or breathing sound can be heard in the audio of her entire recording. So... after posting the video to TikTok, many viewers believe that Melody is dealing with a mimic, a type of entity that copies the voice of its target and their family in an attempt to take over their life. But others believe that it might simply just be a malfunctioning Amazon Alexa, a but Melody says that she has no Alexa devices in her home.
Another thing, Alexa, I don't have an Alexa.
So is Melody in danger from a supernatural force? Or is it all just an elaborate hoax? You decide.
Okay, that was a longer clip. So, Joe Fox says, wow, and Kasun says, that was a clear voice. Now, I don't agree what he put in there about mimics. I'm sorry, but I don't. What do you think, Dave?
I mean, the whole mimicky thing, no, I, you know me, I don't buy that crap at all. Although, I will say when I first was watching it, I heard the little girl's voice before he said anything. I heard it in the background. So I don't know if they wanted somebody to hear it. I don't know if it's real or not, but
I did check out her channel. She does not post paranormal videos.
And the thing about, like I said, the one thing that, especially being who we are, that I go right towards is it a real reaction or fake reaction? I think that's another real reaction. So I think that there was something. Whether they capitalize on it later, I don't know. But I think it is creepy, and I have to say this too. I know that because I have heard those voices. I hear voices quite a bit, actually, and I just heard them not long ago in my house. So I understand
Nicole Thomas Ryan has picked up an EVP over. Nicole, when did you send that to me? Oh, it was the night that I had all that crazy stuff happening to me with the picture blocking the doorway that fell off the wall. She picked that up during our show before that happened. A couple hours, she clipped it and sent it to me. So, Kasun's got a question for us before we go any further. He says, some mediums can see the spirits through videos. Hang on, I got to go up. Hang on one sec. Some mediums can see the spirits through videos, like in investigation videos, and they claim they can even talk with those spirits. Is this true? I guess anything's true. I'll start first answering. I haven't heard of that myself, but I have heard of people claiming when they watch spooky, scary videos that they get activity at their house. I always say, you know what? Anything could be possible. Just because I haven't experienced it or seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Go ahead, Dave.
What Laura Lee said, plus I do say this, and I hate to play devil's advocate or be, but I'm going to say, once again, like when I asked before, is it self-proclaimed? So if a medium says, I see spirits through the videos, cool. What was it wearing? How do you validate it? How do you tell somebody? If you can't do any of that, then we're basically just taking your word for it. That's how I put it. Because I can tell people that I've seen lots of things, and I'm just going to have to expect you to take my word for it, because I can't prove it to you, because it just happened to me. It was a personal experience. So whether they can or not, I guess, I mean, like Laura Lee said, sure, why not? I guess some could.
I've seen things show up in a video after the video has been reviewed.
Yeah, me too.
So. What about the one? What was the clip I showed? Remember from my security cameras? Yeah, and when I showed it on the show, the half part of it where the video split, that was gone. So anything could happen, I guess.
Yeah, anything can happen. So I guess it all depends whether you believe the medium or not. Mm-hmm.
So Kelly said, I heard someone coughing in my apartment. That freaked me out. LOL. One of my friends today, it was from yesterday, they were leaving me a voice message, and they are not into really spooky paranormal stuff. And I heard the noise, and they went, they were leaving me a voice message to go, I got to go find out what that is. And they came back, never found out what it was. It was pretty loud, and they got dogs. They debunked the dogs and everything. So I don't know. Anything could happen. And then Diane says, when I hear spirits dead or living, it's telepathy. Well, yes, and I believe that human beings are quite capable of telepathy, personally. I think that once upon a time,
spirit is telepathic.
No, but I was going to say, I think over thousands of years ago, I would not be surprised if we as human beings actually communicated that way regularly.
Yeah, they do on other planets. We're behind. They do on other planets, and they do with people here. Mm-hmm. I mean, so
yeah.
I wish you were better at it. You know what? We do some of our telepathy stuff now, because I mean, like, you have people that you know that they'll start talking to you, and they can just tell you start a story from the middle of it, and you understand it. I think when some people hear the word telepathy, they think that telepathy is hearing words and sentences, and it's not always words and sentences. In fact, it was explained to me, like, even if you were to say the word Easter, when I say just that word Easter, how many images pop up in your mind having to do with Easter? So you don't just see, like, if I were to just say Easter to somebody who didn't know what Easter was, they'd be like, I don't know what that is. But if I shot them all these pictures of eggs and Jesus on a cross and church and, you know, all this other stuff, then they would understand what the word meant. So okay, I think so feelings.
So Nicole says, I think people here are evolving to telepathy. There's a friend of mine, Augie Nost. I'm supposedly doing, I'm going to double check the date with him. It's one of the last Tuesdays of the month in March. We're going to be having a paranormal panel, but he's been on the Angel Rock a lot. And he has something called the Mastermind, and they meet on Sundays and Mondays and Wednesdays, and they work on power of the mind, power of positivity, focusing energy, all kinds of things, okay? And anybody can join, by the way. You just have to write, I think it's themastermind@gmail.com, and just ask for the Zoom link. Anyways, he's given this exercise to people when he's been on the Angel Rock, and what he suggests, if you want to practice telepathy, he said, next time you're standing in line or on queue, depending on where you are, and you've got somebody in front of you, right at the base of their neck, right here. You're going to be standing behind them. You're going to stare at it and focus on the back of their neck and keep thinking, turn around, turn around, turn around. Now, I didn't get it to work right away at first, but it's worked more. I don't believe there's anything such as coincidence anyway. Anyways, maybe some serendipity, but I don't believe in coincidence. But it didn't work right away. I had really learned to kind of focus. And then people start to look around like, who's telling me to turn around? It does work. Try it.
Okay. And if it can work.
Wait. One sec. If you guys do try it and it works for you, I'd love to hear in our chat on the next couple of shows. Let us know how it works. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Yeah, I heard that experiment. We said, I think that's a great experience. I, with my cats, and I can tell you that telepathy does work even when you're not staring at it, because my cats, my angel is looking the other way right now at my cat. I've had times where he's looking the other way and I'll just look at him from behind and I'll start imagining. Instead of just saying angel.
Yeah, but Peter, you communicate with animals. You are psychic. These are people that may believe they don't have a psychic.
Yeah. Well, no, but I don't. But what I'll do is I'll flash the picture in my head of me petting him. Of like, this is me petting you. And I wonder if he picks that up, sees that.
He does, because you can communicate with animals. And I know you can.
Well, I suppose. Yeah.
But I'm talking about somebody that doesn't believe they have a psychic bone in their body.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they should try it. Because even
that's you what guys, I'm asking.
You guys can talk to animals just like I can.
Or try it with a person. Because sometimes, and Julie will validate this, sometimes it's harder to communicate with your own animals. A little bit more difficult when you're first doing it. And we already do communicate telepathically with our animals. Like Julie said, everyone is telepathic when we were young, then we shut it off.
Exactly.
But what do we do? Like, you know, when your dog or your cat wants a drink of water or a treat, or they want to go outside, or they want to go for WALK in case anybody's listening and has decided that's
where they want to go. Say that out loud.
Yes. So you already know that. But if you practice it on somebody that's a stranger, we all have intuitive abilities, but just give it a try and then let us know, see what happens. Practice at it. If you're standing in line, just see what happens.
And if they don't turn around, just grab their butt and see if they turn around.
Yeah, right. And then say, it was the spirit beside you.
I was watching the thing at the foot of the bed. Laura Lee said I should grab your butt to get your attention.
Yeah, right. I'm going to add this. Sorry, I got to move up one. It was with Kasun before I read Nicole's. So Kasun said they were a group of mediums. They were validating each other. You're talking about, can mediums do this? And it sounds like to me that you believed with the previous question, could mediums pick up things out of a video, an investigative video? So anything's possible. So
yeah, everything is.
So Nicole, I wanted to comment on this. You said, think of people with autism. They communicate more nonverbal. I'm going to back that up a little bit. just, and again, I'm not an expert on every person that's autistic. And the thing is, right, and they say this, and I believe it, you meet one person with autism, that's all you've met is one person with autism. That's why it's called a spectrum. My son is autistic, but most people with autism find it actually almost painful to maintain eye contact as well as try to listen or what have you. So I don't know so much if they communicate telepathically. Could they? Probably. Maybe it's us not being open to the same frequency and channel with how they're communicating, because in a way they're not looking at you, right? Not every single person under the spectrum doesn't look at you, but a good portion of people under the spectrum, they actually find it painful almost to maintain eye contact. Okay. But what I will tell you, the girl that I had that came and cleared my home, the first person locally here, I watched her have a communication with my son, who wasn't very verbal at that time, for about 20 minutes, laughing, giggling. There was no eye contact, and they completely communicated telepathically. So I think you have to be tuned into the right frequency, possibly, because most human beings usually look at one another when they communicate. I do believe that. So I think it's almost like that part is cut off, if you will. So I don't know if we're maybe not tuned into the radio frequency that somebody with autism might be.
I still remember that one day, and I don't remember what it was, but there was a little girl who had extreme autism, and they discovered when they, remember, I think I told you about it, when they discovered when she went to amusement parks and rode roller coasters, she had this, she was so happy. She had focus when she got on the roller coaster for some reason. They were trying to explain it, but you know, even, you know, nothing against scientists, but I think no one can really explain it, because I think autism is special to the person that has it. I think
I said, when you meet one person with autism, that's all you've met is one person with autism.
Exactly. Exactly. I've been made aware of that throughout the years. And I've found all the people I know with autism, it's like, just because they have autism, everybody's different. Everybody's indifferent. So,
and it does a disservice. Like, say you're talking about somebody with Down syndrome. And it's not that any individual is identical to another, but there are usually hallmark classic signs to a certain, you know, like say with Down syndrome or cerebral palsy or what have you. With autism, nope.
Nothing.
All over the map. Yeah.
Exactly.
All over the map. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Shannon says, I do that to my husband all the time. Is Sean listening right now, Shannon? She says, I think, get up. Get up. And then when he stands up, I will ask him to bring me something. And Sandra says, hang on, I'm trying to highlight your comment, Sandra. She said, I would mentally offer bundles of flowers or potted plants to angry people heading up to the desk and watch their demeanor change as they approach. I love that.
That's pretty. And you know what? Maybe I'm doing it wrong, because usually when people are walking up to me, I've got like this really terrible image of like, oh God, I hope you get hit by a car. Don't talk to me. But I'm going to start sending. I think, Sandra, I think if more people were to do that, I think it'd be a happier world.
Yeah, so Nicole says, my youngest is on the spectrum, and you're right. Yeah, well, you know what I always say, and it used to be a pediatrician I used to work with when I was in the NICU, and he used to say that the only person that's the expert in this room is the parent. They know their child the best.
Yeah, they know their child. Yeah, that's true. They know their child better than anybody.
Well, same as our pets or whatever type of being that we have in our care and we spend the bulk of our time with, we know them the best, right? So Kasan says, when I'm in the state of sleep and awakeness, I hear unintelligible voices. It's like listening to a spirit box. Interesting.
That's fun. I
think that might be your guy.
Jump down that rabbit hole and play with it.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah, I would too. Because that's a sweet spot. That's the sweet spot for anybody.
Yeah, that's the hypnagogic state is like perfect, right between sleep and awakeness. If you can remember that part right there and get into it, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Yep, that is the sweet spot. And David is absolutely right. It is called the hypnagogic spot. My brain's not working tonight with cold brain. Yeah. But if you can't remember, it's just the sweet spot. Oh, Contessa's in love with Carmel. And Kasantu, Dave, your cat is adorable.
He doesn't, well, of course, animals don't care about time, but he knows when we're towards the end of the show. Yeah, he always
knows. Always
and he's like, I think you're just wanting to be on TV, don't you?
Yes, and he has a little visit with us. He's very patient because Dave and I usually have a catch-up after the show, and he sits very patiently, and he'll gently tap Dad's shoulder like, Dad, Dad, it's time for TREAT.
He wants the TREAT because he knows when we're done, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. I get the notes.
Well, we might have time for one more video, so hang on.
Thank you, by the way. You're sweet, Carmel, everybody says. Are you sweetie?
Okay, we're going to... I want to show... Let me see if this is the one. Hang on.
Scream. Sierra J. Casey, a concerned mother and...
No, this one's not the one. There's one because we're not going to have enough time for all the videos, but you guys can watch it when they post it. It's the next one, I think. This house is notorious for activity. Is this it? Let me see. I don't know. This is just investigating. Hang on. I think this might be the house. Hang on. Let me see. Oh, what?
Yeah. House in Mineral Wells, Texas is said to be one of the most.
Yes. Okay. This is the one I want to show. Now, this one's been around for a little while. I'm going to go back just a wee bit. Okay. Let me see.
Animal, why would it come closer to the sound of people instead of just running off? Well, whatever it is, Kenneth and Justin are freaked out, and they decide to just get out of there.
Go to the next one, dude.
It's of one of the 78 people who passed.
No, we're still not at it. Hang on, guys.
I'm collapsed. You decide. I'm collapsed.
Go to the next one.
You decide.
Okay, this is the one.
The Haunted Hill House.
This house is
the Hill House in Mineral Wells, Texas, is said to be one of the most haunted locations in the U.S. The home is owned by Catherine and Edward Estes, who allow guests to rent out the Hill House overnight so that they can have their own supernatural experience in the home. Visitors have reported hearing voices being scratched and bitten, and some have even had things thrown at them. The owners say that most guests get so freaked out that they leave early, and often don't even make it through the night. So one night, a group of friends rent out the Hill House just to have a little spooky fun. Now, none of the group are paranormal investigators. In fact, they're not even really believers in the supernatural at all. But that is about to change. One member of the group, Victoria, lays down on a bed and jokingly starts to taunt one of the spirits that is said to haunt the house. Needless to say, it did not go well.
Yeah, watch. I know, Nicole, it's... As you can see, she was yanked off the bed. This was not a fall. And then they ran out. We're going to rewind that, and we're going to show you in regular screen.
Something seems to violently yank Victoria right off the bed as her friends watch in horror. The security camera in the room catches the action as Victoria quickly gets to her feet, and the group just makes a run for it. One of the guys is so panicked that he drops his phone and doesn't even stop to pick it up. Now, cut to almost 1 hour later. It's around 3 a.m. and a guy named Drew wants to test out the supposedly paranormal activity for himself. He enters the same room and immediately begins to aggressively taunt the ghost. He says that the spirit is a coward and that if it really wants to attack someone, why doesn't it attack a man?
Same room.
Look at the guy in the white hat right here, guys. Follow him.
Before I even finish my sentence, I'm in the air.
All right, we're going to pull it back.
I ran right through both of them.
Did you see he got pushed? It's hard.
So Drew gets his wish. He's violently shoved by something, and then he almost knocks down his two friends as he runs from the room. But it gets even weirder. Because as Drew and his friends run out, something seems to yank the door closed behind them. And if you watch closely, you can actually see the doorknob move as if it's being pulled. Now, since these creepy incidents, the Haunted Hill House has gotten national recognition online and through various news outlets. Sean Gigi, a news reporter for local TV station WFAA, goes to the Hill House to interview the owners, Catherine and Edward. But what he doesn't know is that he too is about to have a paranormal experience, all caught by his own news camera.
What was that?
Did you hear that?
In the middle of the interview, we heard something scratching. My microphone didn't pick it up very well, but I'm being completely honest when I tell you I heard it clearly.
And the creepy incidents at the Haunted Hill House just don't seem to stop. Because remember Victoria, who got yanked off the bed by some unseen force? Well, a year after her first terrifying visit, Victoria returned to Hill House again. And this time, something scratched her back so badly that her shirt was soaked in blood. So is the Hill House in Mineral Springs, Texas, one of the most haunted places on Earth? And would you stay overnight and taunt the spirits inside?
I wanted to end it because we haven't got a lot of time. That is an older video. You can watch that whole investigation because I know it was hard to see. And then there's a lot of people that have watched. Julie Jean Bassett said, I used to live in Mineral Wells, Texas a long time ago. Wish I knew about this back then. Nicole Thomas Ryan, I watched several investigations of Hill House. And Kasun said, I watched an investigation of Hill House just day before yesterday. I have seen a lot of videos. This house has some crazy activity. That lady did get pulled off the bed. But what do you think, Dave?
Nobody really wants to know what I think about that. I spent a lot of time getting very angry in the video. One, I detected from a couple of the people talking in the background, they were drinking. That was stupid. The fact that they were taunting ghosts, I'm like, if somebody did pull her off the bed, I wish you would have pulled her out the bed and threw out the window, because you, why would people be so cruel and they use a place like that?
Yeah,
I do believe that. Yeah, there's, I mean, I know some stuff in Hill House, and I'm sure that that house has a lot of activity. I really do. And I don't know what the activity is. I don't know. I haven't saw it enough to had my own personal experience. But the fact that I think it's a very spooky video. I think I would tell people, listen, if you are going to go explore a house, one, don't do drugs or drink. That's just don't. That's just silly. That's a really good way to, if there is such a thing as emotionally possessed or influenced, that's a really good way to get influenced. Second, I hate the fact that they just let anybody rent out that house to do it to taunt spirits. And then they go, oh, it's full of evil things. You know, they could all be perfectly good ghosts.
Well, okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there. Not everybody that rents the house out that has experiences, because I've seen some and been very respectful in there and have had some pretty bad experiences. How about this? We'll get Nicole, we'll get Kasun, and anybody else that's watched a video. If you want, share it in the group. Not everybody goes in there to get taunted, to taunt them. I hear you.
That's what I mean, you know.
Disrespectful to spirits either. Okay, I think we need to treat spirits respectfully, just as we would any other human being, just because they're not.
You got to always ask people, if I were to go invest, this is me personally, if I were to go investigate something, like somebody said, Dave, do you want to come investigate someplace tomorrow? My intention would be there to go to get proof, not for myself, because I already know ghosts and all that exists. Mm-hmm. But I would like to get proof for capture. So the people who go, I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, let me see if I can get you something or show you something or come with me so you can have that personal experience. 99.9% of the best things out there about spirits are from personal experience, I think. Because you can't doubt personal experience. You really can't. I mean,
the only reason I showed it, that's been around for a long time. We're going to have to continue this discussion.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch some more in Hill House. But no, for as far as the spooky video goes and everything, I think it's pretty cool.
Okay.
I enjoy watching.
Where to get a hold of you, because we got to get off of here.
If you want to get a hold of me, you'll have to go to Hill House. And you can summon me with a Ouija board. You can go to my website, theywhispertome.com. If you want to know more about me, you can follow me on TikTok, and that's called @mediumdavidhansel. The same for Instagram. On Facebook and YouTube, it is called The Spirit Experience to find me. And of course, please remember to join our group, the thing at the foot of the bed, and post anything you got about, and trust me, we're not going to look at it and go, that's fake. I mean, we're open to it. We want to see what everybody else is catching because we haven't seen everything. So please join the group.
Yes, please join the group. And when we get 200 people, like Dave said, we're going to go live and start doing a few one question free readings, but we want to see. So share your videos of the Hill House or any other notorious spaces, things you want to talk about, anything like that. If you ever want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me on facebook.com/theangelrock. Otherwise, just reach out to me. I'm on every single social media platform under The Angel Rock or Laura Leigh Potvin. So you can get a hold of me that way. I have two groups on Facebook, Paranormal University for all things paranormal and the Angel Rocker Tribe for all things spiritual. Also, please don't forget to buy your tickets for the Lake Superior Paracon in October. It's October 4th, October 6th, 2024. I've posted at the top of my YouTube channel how to get a hold of tickets, but you look up Lake Superior Paracon, Thunder Bay, Ontario, and there's some pretty big names, including our own Carrie Lynn Shellhorn. I'm going to be speaking at it as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So check it out. There was something else I was going to say very quickly. Oh, please stay tuned if you guys are enjoying what you're seeing. Second night of the Outer Realm with the amazing Michelle DeRoger and Amelia Bazzano is coming up right next. Want to thank you all. Oh, Kelly goes, it was just getting so good.
I know.
It always is. You just got to join us every week, you guys. That's all. Because this is the fastest 2 hours of my week. Oh, also, don't forget. I forgot, Dave, but I got to throw this in quick. The Angel Rock, that's what I forgot. Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think I'm having Mike Fiorito back. He's got a new UFO alien type book we're going to be talking about. So please join me then. Go ahead, Dave. What were you going to say? Sorry.
Nope, that was it. I was just going to remind you to say the Angel Rock. Okay.
Okay. Stay spooky.
Yeah, stay spooky, you guys. And what's at the foot of your bed? We'll do it next week.
Yes. Okay. Are we ready? We're going to try it.
Now let's try it. 1, 2, 3. What's at the foot of your bed? I couldn't even say it today.
We're off, guys. We'll see it. Same time, same space. And otherwise, also, that's what I wanted to say. David and I will never, ever personally message you for a reading or say your energy feels amazing and we have a message from spirit. Okay, we don't do that, neither one of us. Otherwise, same time, same space next week, and I'll see you on the Angel Rock on Monday. Stay tuned for Michelle and Amelia.